How's that for timing? I like it when Mariah is in here because she usually has vinyl going, and I tell her, just let the vinyl go, and when I get a fade, we'll fade it, and we'll get right into it. So anyway, this is Rising with Sky Bar. I have a guest, Andrea Gillis. Really looking forward to that. Andrea Gillis will be in about 8:30, something like that, along those lines. In the meantime, I got a lot of music to play, so here we go. Once again, WMFO Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
Hopefully I can risk it all into the wire inside a troubled arms. In and out of my mind.
All right, WMFO in Medford. That was Joy Division with Love Will Tear Us Apart. Before that, Royal Blood, band from the UK. Song was called How Many More Times. New Nervous Eaters, Why You Telling Me Now. Pale Lips with Hiding From the Moon. That's a, I believe that came out of Rum Bar. First song I played, though, was a song by a band called Wimp. The song was Little Heart, and they're from the Midwest. Used to be in a band called Mono and Stereo that Lou of Rum Bar Records told me about. Liked them a lot. And now they're in this new project called Wimp. In February, they're going to be calling in. So I'm really looking forward to that one. And right now I'm going to play Shake the Faith. And this is a, I think it was an Ash Wednesday lunchtime concert from, I don't know what year it was. I was probably there because I went to a ton of shows to see Shake the Faith. But Todd Erickson got this to me. from Rock Garden Records, and he was in, of course, Shake the Faith. So I'm going to play that and a couple more, and then we'll be up with Andrea Gillis in about two songs. Thanks. WMFO Medford. Oh, I should add, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, here we go with some live Shake the Faith from back in the day.
With a half cup of coffee, passing all the signs, tweeting out the lines, my nose.
All right, that was Jeremy and the Harlequins with Into the Night. Before that, Shake the Faith, as I said, with Throw Me to the Wolves. That was from the Lunchtime Concert from back when. I'm not exactly sure the year. It was a while ago, and I was probably there, though. But anyway, I'm here with Andrea Gillis. Thanks so much for coming in, Andrea.
Oh, you're welcome.
You are...
This is the greatest.
You're one of the greatest voices in this Boston area for a long time now. So thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. Good thing it's raining and not snowing. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have made it in. Right?
Well, I might have said, could we do like another night if it's... But it's not windy yet. It's perfect.
And it's good. It'll be
gone.
Get
to have some me time.
Right.
I get to have some me and Sky Bar time.
That's right. We haven't had any. And first time on my show, so that's another thing. I was been trying to get you for a while, so it's a treat for me to have you in here.
Me too.
But did you grow up in the area?
I grew up in Southie.
All right, so you did.
I'm from the area. Mm-hmm.
And you got involved in the scene by just going to shows, or did you? When did you start singing and saying, I think I want to sing for like...
Well, I was young at that. Right. I was 13, 14, but that's not what you did. You know, nobody was like, you know, you should be a singer. People are like, you know, you should like work for the phone company. Something like that. But anyway, big musical family. Everybody loves music. I love music, so it led me to having a big love of music. And then I always wanted to sing. I was very shy, but I would sing with my pals on the corner. I'd be like, hey, I'm going to sing this song or whatever. So it was sort of that way. And then I was waitressing.
Was it like 60s music?
I was singing like all soul music, like all like 80s soul, like whatever was like on... Like New Edition or, you know, that kind of stuff. I was into that kind of stuff. New Edition, I liked all the funk stuff because my aunts liked all the funk stuff. So, and Earth, Wind, and Fire, things like that. And
great stuff.
Like
Rogers,
like, you know, Zap, things like that, Gap Band. And then my uncles liked Zeppelin, Stones, that kind of stuff. So, The Who.
That's a great mix, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great mix. And you see that in your music now. You do bounce around a bit. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Sometimes I used to wonder, like, I should just do one
format, one genre release. I think it's great when people mix up the styles within the same release, and you do that.
Oh, thanks. I think as long as it has some sort of as long as it makes you happy, like, you know. That's really what it's about. And if it makes other people happy, even better.
Even sad songs can make you happy,
though. Exactly. I think so.
As Elton said. Right?
They say so much.
Yeah. So anyway, you enjoyed singing as a kid, mm-hmm. and it morphed into you...
Yep, I was waitressing at Faneuil Hall, and I went to the Marketplace Cafe. You know, I really was doing a lot of jogging my memory for tonight.
Because you said, oh, he's going to ask me stuff from, like... When I was 12?
So this, I was 19, and I went to Marketplace Cafe, and it was Silas Jr. in the Hot Ribs. And I think Chris Anzalone may have known him, because it was like a blues jam. I don't know if, I forget if it was Chris Anzalone. Might have been him. And but somebody that we know was like, no, I know that person. And
you know,
it's real life, Skybox. It's real life.
This is why I got to...
That's real
life.
The
phone never rings, and it's my sister who's never calls me.
Oh, no.
No,
she it's okay.
I just muted it.
Well, sorry. You're going to have to hold, I guess.
Yeah, she never. Maybe she's listening and is like.
She's like, good job.
I put the phone in the other room. All right, go ahead.
I went to this blues jam, and I was just saying, like, this Billie Holiday song, like, God Bless the Child, in this blues jam. I don't even know why. And, of course, I had some liquid courage, though I was not 21. It's okay. I had identification that said I was. So I was all set.
We all did.
Yeah. And that's kind of how the bug got me. I just kind of, while I was waitressing, kind of get up and sing here and there. But then I did not start a band until I was 27.
So it was like an 8 year thing, 7-8 year kind of before you. But I mean, imagine.
There's this thing in cabs. We've gotten. I got a few free cab rides.
But getting stuff like that. That is a leap to get the band from like just singing and saying,
I was terrified.
I like to sing. I like singing. I want to sing, and then to get the band going, I imagine isn't easy.
No, you know what? It wasn't easy because I suffered from what I suffer from now, as I like all styles of music. So it's hard to find people that like all kinds of music, because a lot of times people want to play music, which I think is great, that has one sound.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I think that's great.
Whatever works.
Because I want to hear that.
Whatever works
for
you.
Yep, whatever works. So I've just never been able to kind of pick sort of one thing. So it was nice to find, and I really wanted an all-female band. I did not want... Right out of the gate. I'm like, I want to play with all ladies.
Just woman power, ladies.
Yep, that's it. So that was hard. But at least I got a couple of them and mixy-matching and...
Were you at the Abbey? Did you
bartend
at the Abbey?
So, yeah, I did. So what happened, I was working at Patty Burke's in North Station. And and I met a friend, a guitar player at the time, was working at the Field in Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to practice at Patty Burke's. Long story short, Stevie, the bartender at the Abbey. I also worked at the Druid. I worked at a lot of bars.
Did a lot of bartending.
I did a lot of bartending. So he was like, you should come, you need to meet Jay Grimaldi at the Abbey Lounge.
Yeah.
And get your band to play there. So I said, okay. So I called Jay. This is when you called people.
I know.
The gigs, right?
So, right.
So I called him and he was like, oh, sure. What's the name of your band? Blah, blah, blah. And then I said, well, we actually need a bass player. So he ended up becoming our bass player. And then he was booking the Abbey Lounge at the time, him and his band Schnarked, and Melissa Gibbs' band Heavy Stud. Eric Salt was in Schnarked, Eric Anderson, you know. So I'm sorry if I'm missing anybody. But, and so that was kind of what was happening there. And Michelle Paulus, and Nicole had the decals.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been just seeing all these like ladies rocking and men, you know, it's pretty much everybody. So that's how I got into it.
Yeah,
I got a gig at the Abbey, and then I think Jay was sick of booking the Abbey, and I'm like, I'll do it. That sounds awesome.
Music,
and
like singing, it falls right in line with what you're doing. Yeah,
and it was, and I wouldn't have met all of my friends now.
Yeah,
my friends of over 20 years.
I know,
it's pretty amazing.
Melissa, Melissa was Heavy Stud, right?
Heavy Stud.
She gave me, I was at a show, I don't remember what show it was. I wasn't going to see Heavy Stud, but they must have opened for somebody.
Yeah.
But she was handing CDs out at the end of the night. And she was like, hey, like to anyone that would take one of those deals.
Yes.
And so I grabbed, I think it was just two songs on it.
Ooh.
And I don't know where it is, but I loved it. I used to play it. I used to play it a lot at work. I worked at the post office for 38 years. And I used to play it a lot at work. So, yeah, but that was funny that and later on, obviously, like 10 years later, I'm thinking, oh, you were in Heavy Stud. And But, yeah, she was just doling them out. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take one. But a lot of times people do that, and you're like, oh, this is trash. But I listen to them, I'm like, wow, this is great.
This was a good,
it was a good capture, yeah. Worked out.
Lucky.
But I'm going to play some stuff. We're going to go right into... I mean, I know that Want Another?
My first solo album. So that was, my first band was Redcord. It had Emily Grogan in it. But my second, then I went straight to doing solo stuff.
Yeah.
And Ed Laskus. Yep. Ed V produced this one.
Yeah.
And that's how we became friends since then. And on that album, I sort of was the first time I had like, I was like, you know what? I want to play with different people. And I want to play with different people on different songs. And
which we'll get to because the other two releases, there's a lot of different musicians and plays involved. And I was going to play, I'm going to play a lot of music, that was a great release. But I'm like, I'm going to play Hey Gillis. I'm going to play Ladies Love Thunder. I'm going to play
some.
So I'm like.
Amazing.
All right. So, but I had a touch on it because it was your first release.
Yeah,
right?
And it was so fun.
Yeah.
What a studio to go into, too, for your first project. I knew nothing about anything. But
you knew
patient.
You could sing.
I got the sing. Nickname Angria during Gin and Tonic. That was my, okay, I remember Ed V said, okay, Angria.
That's a great song. I'm not going to play it, but that's
okay.
A great song.
That's fine.
But I'm going to play it. We'll talk about Hey Gillis in a minute, but I'm going to play a couple off it, and mm-hmm. then we'll be back.
Okay.
We'll be back soon. Here we go.
Wake up! Wake up to the sound of the morning coming in. Hang on! Hangover's coming, trying to get me back again. Well, I had the chance to keep you out, but I'm always caving in. And now we're back where we started from, and I'm falling all over again. All over again. All over again. All over again. You said, get back in that room and get finished dressing. We're going, gonna paint the town, we're gonna do it all again. Well, I had the chance to keep you out, but I'm always caving in. And now we're back where we started from, and I'm falling all over again. All over again. All over again. All over again. Get
It always happens when I have guests on that we have good conversation and I'm in like, it's all right. I had a phone call in the middle of all this.
It was important.
But not really. I'll get back to her later. But I'm in the middle of, sometimes I ignore the music and I'm like, oh, this song, we got to get back on air. But those were two off of Hey Gillis, Taxi and All Over Again. A little about those two.
All Over Again, Melissa wrote. She wrote the melody and she really wrote the song. She just needed a couple of verses, and so I picked up the slack there.
Yeah,
she really could have done that herself. She didn't need me.
And was that the one that was featured?
So Taxi was.
Then we also played.
Yeah.
Taxi.
So yeah, All Over Again was a good, nice, big rocker. Mm-hmm. And the verses I sort of wrote, one I wrote about having a fight, and you know, you have a fight and you got to go out and just get dressed, we're going, enough.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was that. But yeah, Taxi was on Dawson's Creek from my first band, Redcord.
Didn't know that. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know what year, I forget. But yep, it was on Dawson's Creek. I occasionally will receive 34, 35 cents. Maybe. Well, they did actually re-release it on something yeah, digitally. So
yeah.
I think I might. I don't know. Mark knows. He takes care of that.
He's the finances. So
he does. He's like, honey, you just got
$1.
You just got a dollar from ASCAP. I'm like, sweet. put it in the fund. That's in the groceries.
That's how it is nowadays with these services, the pay you get, right?
Yeah. There's your 15 cents.
But hey, Gillis was. we were just talking about it. You have a lot of different players in there and mm-hmm, different styles of music, and that's something that you really like.
Yeah, we recorded it in in Chelsea at the 1367. I always get confused. 1369.
Is that
what's
still
the
around?
Coffee shop?
Oh, in Cambridge?
Yeah.
I think that's
1369. 1369? Right. Okay, so. Yeah. So it's the 67th recording studio. That the awesome Chris McLaughlin. It was an old Masonic temple.
Oh,
so
wow.
So Michelle, Melissa, Charles, and Bruce and I went in and recorded that album kind of live. And Jeremy Curtis produced it. And Mark and J-Po came in because I wanted the best backup singers mm-hmm, around. Mm-hmm. And Mark helped mix and sort of put his stamp on that as well. That was the first time him and I had worked together.
Oh.
Playing with that group was a magical group, whereas it was like the first time that I had played with the same group of people for a little while. So
yeah,
that was really great.
You had some familiarity with them.
Some good pals. And everybody was into it. So
yeah.
And we still all get to play when we can. But yeah, well, it was a special, fun time.
I'm going to play Freak off that same release. One of your, mm-hmm, I guess, right, one of your heavier songs,
yes,
I think we could say.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
one
really,
of my favorites.
I love, you know what, it's one of my favorites too. And I hope we start to add that into the set. We just need to practice.
That's, I think Charles would in a heartbeat.
Oh, he nailed that song. Oh,
yeah.
You know what I said? I wanted it to sound like the swear word and the Stone song. And with the horn part. And then when everybody took hold, that was it. Charles Hanson got his hand on it, and that was it.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play it, and then we'll get back and we'll talk a bit about some of your other stuff you've put out.
Mm.
This is Freak.
Hate me.
and you won't try it again. Did I harm you? I wanna do it again.
That was Angry Andrea.
Angrier.
Yeah. Freak. But that's a great song.
Thank you.
And you said you want to play it more.
Yeah. Live. Oh yeah. Yeah. Maybe yeah. we'll get to do this. This my gang.
Mm.
My gang that I've been playing with now for a while. It's awesome.
So when did you? We're gonna go to Mark for a minute.
Yeah.
You'll just give him a minute or two.
Okay.
When did you
it's
get
my day? No,
I know, right?
No, I'm kidding.
I'm stick a few of his songs at the end too.
It's my turn.
He does have Family Township does have a great, which was on my top list for last year.
But, yeah,
yeah, it's a great release. 20th Century Waster.
Yeah, it's really great.
But you and Mark met obviously through music, I'm sure, right?
We did. Actually, do you know what? We did, and I also used to go to Burke's shoe store because he worked at Burke's. So I used to buy a lot. He was the manager at Burke's shoe store. So I would go in there, and he was always, like, so quiet.
Is he still at the store?
No, now he works.
Is that store, like, long gone?
Oh, yeah, long gone. And I wish. How lucky would I be? Because that was my... I love shoes.
You'd have a shoe guy?
Oh, my God. And sometimes it's a little rough, though, because they'll be like, don't buy those. We paid those... such and such for that, so don't you get a little, that's okay, it's better to know than not know.
But
so I met him there, but he was always wicked shy, and then he asked me to sing on Township record, so I did that. I sang on, I forget, he's gonna kill me, But I don't remember. I don't know. I forget what. I know it was Backyard Naked Jam was one of the songs, but I forget that. And then we played. They asked us to play the CD release party, and so yes, basically through music. That's exactly.
So we asked you to sing with Family Township. He must have seen you sing before in clubs and whatnot, and you must have seen him in.
Oh, I loved Township. Oh my God, yeah. I was kind of, and you know, Melissa and Michelle would testify to that, where I was like, oh my God, I love Mark Budiansky. He's the best, you know. So, and everybody loved Township because they're the best band around.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to play with them. Still, everybody still loves them. Great people, great songs.
So it worked out.
It worked out on many levels, apparently.
Yeah. Still together.
Yep, for
Got
now.
Got a kid.
Got a kid.
Drama.
He's got the best. We got the best. Our kid is the best of both of us.
Yeah. He's a sweet kid.
Yeah. He's really good. Massimo, if you're up, go to bed.
Yeah, it's almost nine.
But mommy loves you.
Closing in on nine.
School night.
Well, before I play some stuff off of Ladies Love Thunder, let me jump to that. That. There are a lot of songwriters on that.
Yeah.
Even more so than on your other albums, right?
Yeah, I didn't really write any songs on that album.
Did you just like, I love these songs by these people?
Yeah.
Is that, and I want to cover them? Is that how that worked out?
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of it was, yes, number one, that. I loved the songs and the songwriters. I also liked a lot of Mark's songs. And he was playing in Board of Health. Also, that's my having a baby. I was pregnant.
That's right.
When I recorded some of those songs, when we recorded those. Then also, I didn't want to stop. I was afraid if I stopped, I wasn't going to keep going.
So you're like, I want to put something out.
So I got to put something out. It's got to be top notch all the way. So I got top-notch people.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that why you enlisted all the different people?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even rattle them all off. I do have the CD with me, so I could, but I'm not kind of... But there are a lot of people on that.
Yeah,
just
people
musicians.
I never played with either before, some people. But, you know, you get the best. You get Ed V.
Yeah.
And you get Pat DiCenzo. And then that's that. Are already there.
Yeah. Was this recorded over a long... somewhat long period of time.
It did take a little while. It did take a little while.
Because as you said, you had a lot going on.
I did. Well, the baby was a lot, yeah. This was during... we decided to make this album during the Pledge music. And then they imploded and took everybody's money. So, people pledged to make the album.
Yeah.
Remember people were doing those campaigns?
Yeah, I remember
So this was a Pledge campaign album as well. So we're like, well, this is great. We had a budget. We were organized. It was... sort of in our own mind organized and that this was the way it was going to go. Then, come to find out, that was that. So we end up losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like they took, you know, money, it was people's money.
Yeah.
Well, that company has since gone. Like as far as like crowdsourcing, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'd want to do it differently, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, that company is no longer.
Yeah, they were criminals, pretty much. I mean, they criminalized, you know.
Sucks so they when people thieves. Trying to screw
thieves.
Yeah, have you, you know.
Yeah, thieves.
They're out there in this world.
Yeah,
it's a shame.
It wasn't like just, it was a lot of the little guy. Mm. It was also a lot of the medium and the big, it was everybody. They didn't, it was like, in a way, COVID took no prisoners. It didn't matter what color you were, whatever. Mm-hmm. Background, how much money had, whatever.
Wow.
That's kind of what the Pledge people were like. So it was a good idea at the beginning, but I know people have lots of luck with other platforms, so that's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Keep it in mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe when I make my Earth, Wind, and Fire Epic 4 album project.
like Gymnasium with that 22 song epic from a couple years ago now.
Yeah. I'm not that prolific. I mean, I can't. I don't know.
Charles came in
He's
for
very,
that.
He's a very talented guy.
The first thing I said to him was, who does that nowadays? Puts out 22 songs on one release.
He said, I do.
Yeah, no one. And it was like, well, do you, I knew the answer already, but I think I said, you plan on doing this with a vinyl? And he was like, it would be like four albums. It would probably cost like $50 to make. And to, yeah.
Oh, so he was thousands.
Like, nah, we're not.
Yeah, thousands probably.
All right, I'm going to play a couple off of Ladies Love Dunder.
Yes.
And these are all surprises.
I know,
Andrea,
I love it. It's so fun.
I didn't tell her what I'm playing. Here we go.
So great.
Tonight at 9:01, it's clubbing time. Haven't paid for a drink since 85. That's Perrier and French white wine. When I rock the mic, you best stay home with your Fisher Price and Mr. Microphone. You're coming through mono, I'm in stereo. Boy, don't you know this a one-girl show? I